Bruce Williamson from Rail Future, an organisation which campaigns for better rail services for passengers and freight, joins us now. You've got your work cut out, haven't you?
Well, it's not, yes. I've got my work cut out in defending the rail industry in general, because, you know, we campaign for a better railway, and clearly passengers aren't getting one at the moment. And, you know, it's understandable that they're very upset that this timetable introduction really has been a complete fiasco on GTR and other lines as well.
Why have they got it wrong?
I think it's lack of planning all round, really, and I think a number of organisations are to blame. It's not just the train operating company themselves, although obviously they're, you know, a major player in this, but Network Rail have failed to deliver some certain upgrades, which has knock-on effects, and the Department for Transport oversees the whole thing. And they're responsible for sort of specifying the franchise. And in failing to do that correctly, you know, that's had all these sort of knock-on effects of this, you know, catastrophe with the new timetable. I think it's inexcusable. I think everyone should have been able to see this coming and plan better for it, because there's nothing that sort of happened at the very last minute to throw a spanner in the works. It's like a car crash happening in slow motion.
Should Chris Grayling take a responsibility for this? There's calls over the weekend for him to actually resign.
Yeah, I mean, I think he has written a letter, which you may have seen, which is public, sort of passing the buck onto the industry. And I think that, you know, that's not entirely fair. The Department for Transport, I think possibly what a lot of people don't appreciate is the degree to which the franchisees are micromanaged by the Department for Transport. They have very little room for manoeuvre, and even things, you know, such as the rolling stock and the level of staffing and so on, it's all sort of, you know, in the hands of the Department for Transport. And the Department for Transport, when they award a franchise, they've got to check that it's a credible bid, that there is the staffing and resources in place, and that it's manageable. And I think they're guilty of failing to oversee it and just going for the lowest bid because it's the cheapest.
Well, we keep hearing again and again there just simply aren't enough drivers for the amount of trains that they've scheduled.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. That is the main core of the problem. And of course, that makes it a very difficult one to fix at short notice, because, of course, you can't just recruit more drivers at the drop of the hat. They need to be trained how to use the new trains, and they need to be trained on the new routes, you know, because you can't just put a driver in a train and say, off you go, unless they've actually learnt the route. And that, of course, takes time and capacity, and it takes management to implement it, and there's a shortage of managers, and it's just a horrible mess.
So what happens now? Because we've got people who are already have left jobs, moved, tried to, you know, get away from being on a poor rail line, and it just doesn't... There seems to be no light at the end of the tunnel. Literally.
There is light at the end of the tunnel, but the problem is, of course, it ain't going to happen overnight. I am confident that in the longer term, things will improve. You know, there is massive investment going on in the railway, but because there's no quick fix, it's going to be a very gradual process to get the railways up and running to the sort of service that might be described as normal.
Good talking to you, Bruce. Thank you. From Rail Future, which is an organisation campaigning for better rail services for passengers and freight. 21 minutes past 8 o'clock.